genealogy?
Yeah, he used to go to the New York Public Library and look up all about the family tree, and unfortunately didn't write much of it down. Knew where everybody came from, and nobody in the family. Well, there is one cousin in North Carolina who seems interested, and I know more than any of my brothers about it. They know nothing about our family. I know a little, but nothing like what I should from what he knew. He was quite a historian on family.
Either, but you're Dutch, you say.
Well, it's Dutch and English, you see, they combine. For English and the Dutch.
A lot of Dutch in New York.
Yeah, big up Albany.
Let's see, what else can we talk about? Let's see, what about church?
Oh, my mother, well, we were just WASP, Episcopalians, and incidentally could walk to church. A big cathedral in Long Island was right there in Garden City. And mother was a Sunday school teacher, and my father was, and all that good things. And then my mother became a Christian Scientist. She had a drinking problem, and she joined the church and got over the whole alcohol problem and became a Christian Science practitioner. And it was quite... well, had quite a few clients and did a lot for them. I was always amazed. They always come to them, you know, when they're desperate and the doctors have sort of given up on them. And so she had quite a career later on. And so I used to go to the Science Church with her in New York, and got interested in it and kept on going. My son, first son, went to Sunday school, Christian Science Sunday School here in Atlanta, and I was saying he was always a subject of much amusement or comment at Westminster. He went to Westminster School here in Atlanta. Everybody would get everything from the measles, the chicken pox, whatever, and he'd never get anything. And we didn't know whether it's because he's going to the Science Church or what, but he finally got chicken pox when he was 20 years old. But it was funny how healthy he was compared with his classmates. So then when my second marriage, I started going to Presbyterian Church, Episcopal Church here too. So I'm not much of a churchman. I do go to different churches and have a number of ministers who are good friends, and I report to them how these churches seem to be doing. They're interested in the other churches I've visited. I've gone to Mount Paran Church of God. I think that's quite a show.
Mm-hmm.
Up here. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a show if you ever saw one. It has a 15-piece orchestra and two harps and singers and vocalists and people speaking in tongue. And it's just entertaining. The preachers, of course, are good. They sing themselves, and everybody sings. You know, what I call zingers. As he's preaching, he'll suddenly start singing out a couple.
So he gives the talk and...
Oh yeah, it does the whole thing. Paul, one of my wives, said he preaches by seduction.
Oh, wow.
He's that attractive.
Wow.
So then now I go Trinity Presbyterian, if I go anywhere much. I go there quite often because I know a lot of the people there and know the preacher, the minister. And my son's, unfortunately, never been interested in religion either. My one older son was, who remembered young life and the whole bit for years, and then he lost interest. And I don't know that my other son...
And tell me again where your son's live.
Well, one's in San Francisco, the 30-year-old.
Go to school there?
He got out of the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Got into Williams, but he decided he wanted to go south. They went down to Virginia and loved it. And worked for the Bank of America here in Atlanta for a couple of years. They thought a lot of him.